Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Golder, and today Maseches Vachim, Daf Nun Dal, the fifth parak, Ezu Mekoman. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the previous Daf taught that the southeast corner of the Mizbech had no Yesod, and I'm a rhyme debate what this means. Rav says this means Bebinyan. There was literally no Yesod in the structure of the Mizbech on that side. Levi says that there was a physical Yesod built all around, and the Gemara means Bedamim. There was no legal base regarding bloods, meaning no blood applications were valid on that corner since it was not in Binyamin's portion. According to Rav, Yaakov's bracha to Binyamin is translated. B'chasante yisbenei madbecha. In his inheritance, the mizbech shall be built, implying that no structural part of the mizbech will be built outside his territory. According to Levi, it's translated b'chasante yisbenei makdisha. In his inheritance, the mikdash shall be built, meaning makom mekudesh ladamim, a place sanctified for blood applications. Although part of the Mizbech structure was outside his territory, that part could not receive any blood. Point number two, Rav is challenged from a braisa describing the Mizbech's construction. They bring a malbein, a wooden frame measuring 32 amos by 32 amos and 1 amma high, and bring smooth, damp stones, and bring lime, lead glaze, and tar, dissolve them together and pour the mixture over the stones, resulting in a solid block of 32 by 32, which forms the Mizbech's base. This is repeated with a frame of 30 amos square and 5 amos high, and a third frame of 28 amos square and 3 amos high, thus forming the three sections of the Mizbech. Finally, a frame of 1 cubic amma forms each keren. This braisa apparently proves that the Yesod was a full 32 amos on each side. The sections of the Yesod in Yehuda's portion could not have been cut off because Avanim Shlemos Ksiv. It's written for the Mizbech to be whole stones, meaning perfectly smooth, which is impossible if the original block is cut. The Gemara answers, the Mach is meaning Matuse. He puts something into the frame in the place where there should not be Yesod and later removes it, resulting in sides without a base. This is supported by the fact that Rav Kahana says the Kranos were hollow inside based on a Pasuk, which likewise could only have been constructed this way. And point number three, Rav quoted a pasuk describing David and Shmuel reciting in Nayos Ramah, which is two different places, and explains that they were reciting Ramah, va'oskim b'nayos sh'olam, and were involved with the adornment of the world, the base of Mikdash. The pasuk says, v'kamta v'alisa el hamakom, and you shall rise up and ascend to the place which Hashem will choose, which teaches, shebeis ha-mikdash gavoham, mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the base of Mikdash must be higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know where this was until studying Sefer Yeshua and finding that the border of Binyamin's portion with Yehuda's is uniquely described only as ascending, but not descending, and they realized that the site must be there. They considered building it in Ein Etam, the highest point there, but concluded to build it somewhat lower down because of the Pasuk Uben Ksefav Shachin, and he resides between his shoulders, meaning not at the very top. Alternatively, since they knew from a tradition that the Sanhedrin must be in Yehuda's territory and the Shechinah is in Binyamin's, building the base of Mikdash in Ein Etam would result in a distance between the two, so they concluded to build it lower. So once again, the three points are, number one, the previous daf taught that the southeast corner of the Mizbech had no Yesod, and I'm a rhyme debate what this means. Rav says this means Bebinyan. There was literally no Yesod in the structure of the Mizbech on that side. Levi says that there was a physical Yesod built all around, and the Gemara means Bedamim. There was no legal base regarding bloods, meaning no blood applications were valid on that corner since it was not in Binyamin's portion. According to Rav, Yaakov's bracha to Binyamin is translated. B'chasante yisbenei madbecha. In his inheritance, the Mizbech shall be built, implying that no structural part of the Mizbech will be built outside his territory. According to Levi, it's translated b'chasante yitzbenei makdisha. In his inheritance, the mikdash shall be built, meaning makom mekudesh ladamim, a place sanctified for blood applications. Although part of the Mizbech structure was outside his territory, that part could not receive any blood. Point number two, Rav is challenged from a braisa describing the Mizbech's construction. They bring a malbein, a wooden frame measuring 32 amos by 32 amos and 1 amma high, and bring smooth, damp stones, and bring lime, lead glaze, and tar, dissolve them together and pour the mixture over the stones, resulting in a solid block of 32 by 32, which forms the Mizbech's base. This is repeated with a frame of 30 amos square and 5 amos high, and a third frame of 28 amos square and 3 amos high, thus forming the three sections of the Mizbech. Finally, a frame of 1 cubic amma forms each keren. This braisa apparently proves that the Yesod was a full 32 amos on each side. the sections of the Yesod in Yehuda's portion could not have been cut off because Avanim Shlemos Ksiv. It's written for the Mizbeach to be whole stones, meaning perfectly smooth, which is impossible if the original block is cut. The Gemara answers, the machiz mini metuse. He puts something into the frame in the place where there should not be a yesod and later removes it, resulting in sides without a base. This is supported by the fact that Rav Kahana says the kranos were hollow inside based on a pasuk, which likewise could only have been constructed this way. And point number three, Rav quoted a pasuk describing David and Shmuel reciting in Nayos Ramah, which is two different places, and explains that they were reciting Ramah va'oskim b'nayos sh'olam, and were involved with the adornment of the world, the base of Migdash. The pasuk says, "V'kamta v'alisa el hamakom," and you shall rise up and ascend to the place which Hashem will choose, which teaches shebeis hamigdash gavoham mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the base of Migdash must be higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know where this was until studying Sefer Yeshua and finding that the border of Binyamin's portion with Yehuda's is uniquely described only as ascending, but not descending, and they realize that the site must be there. They considered building it in Ein Etam, the highest point there, but concluded to build it somewhat lower down because of the pasuk Uben Ksefav Shachin, and he resides between his shoulders, meaning not at the very top. Alternatively, since they knew from a tradition that the Sanhedrin must be in Yehuda's territory and the Shechinah is in Binyamin's, building the base of Migdash in Ein Etam would result in a distance between the two, so they concluded to build it lower. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Dalet, and our standard Siman is noodles. Noodles, so here goes. While some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture, making up the foundation of the Mizbeach on the exact spot determined by David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi. Once again, slow motion. While some construction workers using noodles, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Dalet. While some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, which reminds us, the previous daf taught that the southeast corner of the Mizbech had no Yesod. And I'm arriving to debate what this means. Rav says this means Bebinyan. There was literally no Yesod in the structure of the Mizbech on that side. Levi says that there was a physical Yesod built all around, and the Gemara means Bedamim. There was no legal base regarding bloods, meaning no blood applications were valid on that corner, since it was not in Binyamin's portion. So, while some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture, making up the foundation of the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa describing the Mizbeach's construction. They bring a malbein, a wooden frame measuring 32 amos by 32 amos and 1 amah high, and bring smooth, damp stones and bring lime, lead glaze, and tar, dissolve them together and pour the mixture over the stones, resulting in a solid block of 32 by 32, which forms the Mizbeach's base. This is repeated with a frame of 30 amos square and 5 amos high, and a third frame of 28 amos square and 3 amos high, thus forming the three sections of the Mizbeach. Finally, a frame of 1 cubit amma forms each keren. So, while some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture, making up the foundation of the Mizbeach, on the exact spot determined by David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi, which reminds the Gemara brings David and Shmuel's efforts to determine the site for the base of Migdash. The pasuk says, "V'kamta v'alisa el hamakom," and you shall rise up and ascend to the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would choose, which teaches shebeis haMikdash gavoh mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the base of Migdash must be higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know where this was until studying Sefer Yeshua and finding the border of Binyamin's portion with Yehuda's is uniquely described only as ascending, but not descending, and they realized that the site must be there. So once again, while some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture, making up the foundation of the Mizbeach, on the exact spot determined by David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Nun. So the Simra Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The Kachim crew on the non-stop flight. Non-stop flight? That must mean we're on Daf Nun. The Kachim crew on the non-stop flight going over the flight rules, who weren't sure if a rule learned from a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanab, which reminds us, we learned that a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Kavachomer, but it's unresolved if it can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanab. So the Kachim crew on the non-stop flight over... So the Kachin crew on the nonstop flight going over the flight rules, who weren't sure if a rule learned from a Hekesh can be Chosru Melamed with a Binyan Av, and whether one goes Bas Olamed or Bas Melamed when one dish is Chulin, which reminds us, Ravina said was the principle of limiting two-step drushes of Kachim only said were Lamed Kodesh and Melamed Kodesh, both the derived law and the teaching case of Kachim? It was not. Rather, it applies wherever the Lamed, the derived case, is Kachim. So Rav Papa's proof where the Lamed is Shlamim still stands. Marzutra, however, holds that if the Melamed, the teaching case, is Chulin, the laws of two-step drushes do not apply. So the Kachim crew on the nonstop flight going over the flight rules, who weren't sure if a rule learned from a Hekesh can be Chosru Melamed with a Binyan Av, and whether one goes Bas Olamed or Bas Melamed when one dish is chulin, were asked to quiet down so they don't wake up the man wearing a Kal V'chomer shirt, and all the more so they don't wake up his sleeping son wearing a Kal V'chomer shirt. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks if a Kal V'chomer can be Chosru Melamed with another Kal V'chomer. The Gemara seeks to resolve this question through its own Kal V'chomer. If a Gezer Shava cannot learn from a Hekesh, yet it can teach through a Kal V'chomer, as the Gemara proved before, then a Kal V'chomer, which can learn from a Hekesh, as proven in the first point, certainly can teach through another Kal V'chomer. Zehu Kal V'chomer ben Kal V'chomer, and this is a Kal V'chomer, the son of a Kal V'chomer, meaning this Kal V'chomer itself is based on another, since the Gezer Shava's ability to teach through a Kal V'chomer was proven before through a Kal V'chomer. Daf Nun Alf. So the simon Daf Nun Alf is beavers because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The priestly species of beavers. Beavers? That must be more on Daf Nun Alf. Beavers gnaw. The priestly species of beavers who built a log mizbeach and kept the blood that was left after sundown on the wall of their mizbeach, which reminds us of Braisa discussed the laws that lam b'dam kasher. If blood stayed past sundown in the Azorah, thereby becoming basal, it's still valid insofar as if it was put on the mizbeach incorrectly, it remains there. This is because lan be'imurim kasher, sacrificial parts, which remained overnight, becoming pasul, are valid regarding remaining on the mizbeach. This is derived from the fact that lan be'basar kasher, if meat of a shlamim stayed overnight, it's fit to be eaten, since a shlamim may be eaten for 2 days. So the priestly species of beavers who built a log mizbeach and kept the blood that was left after sundown on the wall of their mizbeach had 3 beavers wearing robes with a yusod mizbeach ha'ola on them, which reminds us, in the 5 parshios discussing different kinds of chatas, the Torah commands pouring the blood remnants onto the base of the mizbeach. 3 of them state a yusod mizbeach ha'ola onto the base of the mizbeach of the ola, meaning the mizbeach hachitzon. Abraisa darshans these 3 superfluous terms. So the priestly species of beavers who built a log mizbeach and kept the blood that was left after sundown on the wall of their mizbeach had 3 beavers wearing robes with a yesod mizbeach ha'ola on them. Pour shiraim of blood on the yesod of the mizbeach hachitzon, where the shiraim of all karbanas are poured, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the 3rd El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola cannot be teaching where to pour Shirayim of the Sayur Nasi. Rather, this Pasuk must instead be teaching that Shirayim of all Karbonas are poured on the Yisod of the Mizbeach HaChitzom. Daf Nun Beis, so the symbol for Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be more on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit bring a chatasa of to atone for a past sin. Felt like everything was going wrong when 2 kohanim broke out in a fight if mitzui chatasa of is ma'akev, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchokas if mitzui chatasa of is ma'akev. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit bring a chatasa of to atone for a past sin. Felt like everything was going wrong when 2 kohanim broke out in a fight if mitzui chatasa of is ma'akev, and a kohen did zrikula mata on his other chatas, making it Pasul, which reminds us, a Braisa darshan's a pasuk about a chatas. Hakohen mechata osa. The kohen who applies its blood shall eat its meat. This teaches osa shenitin dam lemala. Only it, whose blood was applied above on the kranos, may be eaten. But osa shenitin dam lemat, but not it, whose blood was placed below, meaning the lower half of the mizbeach. This zrika is invalid, and its meat is not permitted. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit bring a chatas of to atone for a past sin. Felt like everything was going wrong when 2 kohanim broke out in a fight if mitzui chatas of is ma'akev, and a kohen did zrika lamata on his other chatas, making it pasul, while 2 others standing next to the yesod argued how to read the pasuk v'chila mechaper, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the malchokas, how did darshan v'chila mechaper, the nafka mina being if shirayim is ma'akev. Daf Nun Gimel, so the simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The temple-loving Nigerian prince, that must be more on Daf Nun Gimel. The temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbeach in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas Machatas were done on the four Koranos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas B'lesson from Yochanan on how to perform the Matanas Machatas on the four Koranos. One says, Nosin Amma Eloch Ma'amma Eloch. He may place it up to an Amma away from the edge on this side and up to an Amma away on that side, meaning it may be placed within an Amma of the edge on either side. The other says, Machat V'yord K'neged Chudo Shel Keren. He applies the blood by running his finger downward down the edge of the corner, parallel to the edge of the horn above. So, the temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbeach in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas Vachatas were done on the four Koranos, while another one performed a Zrika of an Ola on the two corners to show what Shtaim Shen Arba meant, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas how to perform this Zrika of an Ola. An Ola's blood is thrown as Shtei Matanas Shen Arba, two applications which are equal to four. Rav explains, Nosin Vachozev and Nosin. He applies, meaning he throws the blood on one side of the corner and again applies it on the other side, totaling four applications. Shmuel says, Matana Achas can mean Gamma Nosin. He makes a single application in the shape of a Gamma by throwing the blood against the two corners, which spreads to each wall. Thus, the blood reaches all four walls. So the temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbeach in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas Machatas were done on the four Koranos, while another one performed a Zrika of an Ola on the two corners to show what Shtaim Shen Arba meant, had his guest stand in the Yudah section by the southeast corner, which lacked a Yesod, which reminds us the southeast corner of the Mizbeach had no Yesod because it was not in Binyamin's portion, rather it was in Yehuda's Chelek. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf did we learn? Kul matzinu tafo chamer mina ikar. That's on daf? Memtes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have the drushes from the three times the pasuk states, El Yesod Mizbach Ola in the Parshios of Chatas? That's on daf? Nanav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that the southeast corner of the Mizbeach had no Yesod because it was not in Binyamin's portion? That's on daf? Nun Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss David and Shmuel's efforts to determine the site for the base of Mikdash? That's on daf. Nun Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss the law of Lan Bedam Kasher, that a blood stayed past sundown in the Azara, thereby coming Pasul? If it was put on the Mizbeach incorrectly, it remains there. That's on daf. None of. Good. Number 6. Which daf do Malchokas of Anashim Tawu is brought for Suffolk Me'ilos? That's on daf. Memches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss the Mizbeach's construction by filling multiple frames of different sizes? That's on daf. Nundalad. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn Davar Halamin Behekesh in Chozer Umalamin Behekesh? That's on daf. Memtes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss whether the meaning of the southeast corner not having yesod means bebinyan in the actual building or bedamim in the blood applications? That's on daf? Nundalad. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn b'kol Torah kula l'meidin lamin melamed chutz min akashim? That's on daf? Memtes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.